May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, August 12, 2023. And today I'll be discussing some rather profound conscious evolution revolution revelations. But first, a cosmic weather report. The sun is in Leo, a fire sign, and this brings a lot of warmth to social meetups this time of year. It's been a great time for a family reunion, which I just got back from in the San Juan Islands off of Seattle, and that was a much welcomed vacation. Today, there's a very unique astrology, psychology, and quantum field. Venus is conjunct the sun in Leo, and this is the focus of energies in a divine destiny pattern called a yod, or finger of God. And that energy is focused by the sextile, a 60-degree angle, that blends the energies of Neptune and Pluto, both of which are in conjunct, 150-degree angles, to the Sun-Venus conjunction, creating what's called this finger of God. Anyway, if this is too much information, at least realize that there is a method to the madness in our 3D world that can be understood in terms of the quantum science of energy field interactions in the quantum field holodeck between your ears. That's right, folks. There's an energy field, a quantum field, a torus field between your ears from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain to forebrain, rear brain. And such revelations will define and shine the Aquarian quantum age. This will be common understanding of getting, what, another 100 years? maybe 10 years. I don't know. This is not in terms of predestination. I'm not saying it's all, you know, foreordained or etched in stone, but rather it's the dynamics of quantum field, you might say, testing and learning that's individualized for each, you know, each soul. I mean, each soul matrix, astrology, psychology matrix gets triggered by transits of the planets that continue to move and interact with geometrically ordered divinity in relationship to one's personal natal astrology psychology that's infused in your DNA. I've talked about that a lot in previous shows. But again, the point is that this is an opportunity in the quantum, in the 3D field, you know, in physical embodiment, we have this opportunity. With all the testing, you know, and the opportunity for learning from, you know, these different testings whereby human potential is optimized to the extent that we align with universal laws that are at the heart of the Aquarian dispensation. And believe it or not, you know, ready or not, a lot of revelations have been breaking. Most people are suffering from information overload and cognitive dissonance. Some people, though, like to, you know, pioneer the new frontier of inner space, the internet. Next big thing in the computer internet revolution, from cyberspace to inner space. So again, believe it or not, ready or not, this is what I talk about on Cosmic Love. And today I'm getting some really interesting stuff as far as I'm concerned, you know, the ancient history that relates specifically to the modern trending into a future that will define the quantum age, the Aquarian quantum age. So the newsletter I'm going to be discussing today is archived at the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series and linked in the podcast show notes. So some of you who are on a computer can open up another window and pull up the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. If you're on my news group, You can, you know what I'm referring to. If you don't, you can also always Google the 2023 Mainstream Awakening Series, and or just, again, in the show notes, you can click on the link. Pull that window up while I'm talking. Again, this is easier to do in the replay than live right now. But the opportunity then is to pause the podcast at any time and then watch those videos that are seem interesting to you that I'll be discussing. So as you probably know, folks, there is a massive global power shift brewing. Big shift. Sometimes called the Great Reset, sometimes called the Aquarian initiation, the cusp of a collective initiation of collective consciousness on the cusp of Aquarius. It's also known as, but this is you might say psychological spiritual warfare for the hearts and minds of global humanity. I mean, this has been heating up this last several years. It's kind of coming to a climax. I've talked about in previous shows how this relates to the astrology of the Earth as a function of what's called the Pluto return to the same point in the degrees of Capricorn that it was at during the American Revolution. And now it's a global affair. It's, you know, the instead of the United States of America, we're talking about the global village family of mankind, united sovereigns of Earth. So this is a big leap for new people that are listening for the first time, maybe to the show. For people that are familiar with my news group, again, at the HeartCom Network, you can Google HeartCom Network anytime and pull up all my archived shows, last 8 years. And, the most recent ones, of course, is the one I'm the most recent one, of course, is the one I'm referring to today. So you can either be awake and aware of these global geopolitical, spiritual, psychological trendings and the great opportunity for a great enlightenment and global holistic healing, or not so much. In other words, some will, some won't. So what next? Some people are interested in the mysteries of God, love, you know, the kingdom of heaven on earth as in heaven, the understanding that we are in the universe and the universe is in us, you know, astrology, psychology, some not so much. So anyway, you can, as I said, you can, there's ways you can read along with this newsletter in another window while you're listening to the show. The link's in the show notes, like I said, of the podcast, and you can pause or replay and watch videos that interest you for a personalized multimedia show. That's kind of what's unique about my show. Some people really like that. Some people, you know, are not aware how that even works, even after I've explained it numerous times. But again, we all have different levels of computer savvy abilities. And you know, the way computers work, when you know how, it's easy, and when you don't, it's hard. So I hope we got that straight. Anyway, I'm going to go right into this newsletter compendium, which I published today. I'm going to begin with a personal note. As I mentioned, I've been on vacation, and I've kind of retired from the shock and awe of the lamestream media and their, you know, their whole agenda, you might say, is fronting for the military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex, you know, making a killing on war, disease, and disaster. You know, they're into creating and managing crisis to provide their solution, which is, of course, as I've talked about on the show and in my blog many times, they're really into an agenda with the social credit system and the CBDCs, you know, the economic lockstep control of global netizens, you might say, the economic systems through the digital the digital IDs, the digital interface for everything, which includes digital banking and the social credit system, whereby, you know, they can virtually own and control everything through digital manipulation of your credit, what you can and can't do. So today, I'm kind of getting past that. I'm going into more of a positive, you know, above the fray, beyond the strife, Revelation's history, what's been going on for hundreds of years with the emergence of the blueprint for a golden age, you know, a promising future, what that looks like. So consider this today a deep dive into the high state of cosmic love that is emerging to refine and shine the Aquarian quantum age, which I link in my content. When, you know, those who are reading along can, I mean, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, again, this is live now, but if you're listening to the podcast, you could pause it. You can do that with the podcast, pause it. And then if you're following along with the narrative, you can click on the links to like the Aquarian Quantum Age. And there's a whole website that goes into the understanding of what that will look like, what is emerging with this quantum everything, quantum field science, quantum reality. So we're talking about food for thought for the truly thoughtful. I'm going to be going into different dimensions of this today as far as the ancient past. And to the extent that you get into the ancient past and understand the mysteries of God, love, source, I am, you know, historically, and where that's going in the future, to the extent that you have a good understanding, wisdom of our roots in the past, the tree of knowledge, of intuition, of gnosis, can flourish as into the future of the Aquarian dispensation. So I've been reflecting on the cosmic scheme of things during, you know, my vacation. As above, so below. I have a photograph, beautiful photograph of a dock on a lake with the sunset reflecting the heavens as above, so below. And that is, again, on the website narrative that I'm going to be following along. And I'm going to get off script here at different times and go into in depth, you know, you might say, for understanding of the shift, the shift in global consciousness that's occurring, the mainstreaming of conscientious common sense from deep state love of power to high state power of love. I love this quote by Carl Gustav Jung, where he says, quote, where love rules, there is no will to power. And where power predominates, there love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. Love of power, power of love. One is the shadow of the other. So, again, this is the father of modern psychology. In the narrative, I have Carl Gustav Jung hyperlinked. You can watch a video, a brilliant video, that goes into the understanding of who Carl Jung is and how he pioneered. He is considered the father of modern psychology with numerous understandings, like the understanding of archetypes, individualization, shadow work, the understanding of how to integrate the subconscious with the higher consciousness, higher conscience. So I'm going to be touching on that a little bit today. Again, this is just what I'm going through today. This website is kind of like a book. And the chapters of the book are the hyperlinks that go into depth with videos and articles and chapters. If you want to take the deep dive and go deeper, different parts that interest you, you can do that. Words are hyperlinked in the narrative. And you can link, click on them to see videos and or articles that flesh out, you might say, the table of contents in this, you might say, this book that is this compendium, this newsletter. So I go on to say that the love of power without constitutional principle has created a shadow government, quote unquote, you know, the deep state, which is also known as the corporatocracy. And there's a link in that corporatocracy that goes into the understanding of what that is, which is really an understanding of the deep state. Now, in a parallel way, the power of love portends the future, because just as the Constitution of Aquarian love will mainstream whole systems, holistic holiness and healing with upgrade of conscientious common sense, you know, effective sensory perception. And this is the vision, the mission that defines, refines, and shines Aquarian enlightenment, the high state. This is the point I wanted to make at the beginning of this newsletter. You've got the love of power with the corporatocracy, the deep state, and you've got the power of love, the Constitution of Aquarian, first principles for mainstreaming whole systems, holistic holiness and healing with upgrade of our collective conscientious common sense, which really is effective sensory perception. And this is the vision, mission that defines, refines, and shines Aquarian enlightenment, you know, the high state. So we're talking about transcending the deep state by mainstreaming the high state. I mean, have you noticed how the propaganda press never mentions the deep state subversion of the high state? You know, the propaganda press, the lamestream media, they never talk about how they are subverting the high state, you know, by never referencing that this is what's going on with their incessant creating and management of crisis, terror, war, death, and hell, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse on the planet. They don't tell you that this is their whole agenda, their deep state agenda, to create and manage, you know, basically hell on earth, you know, as a test, you know, who will wake up and who will submit to the psychology of subservience to tyranny? The woke, there's a lot of woke people think they know better when in fact they're tools, you might say, of the sinister force that use the media to manage the psychology of subservience to tyranny. I mean, think about this. Is it true that social media truth telling as exposes a deep state deception? This truth telling is blacklisted or censored as disinformation by deep state fact checkers? Are you aware of that? I mean, is it true? And would you agree that a global revolution, I mean, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution in higher consciousness, is the cause and core solution to the deep state devolution that subverts the high state? I mean, is the high state the solution to the deep state? Based on your understanding and agreement, consider how Aquarian divine destiny with the high state of, by, and for a great enlightenment will take the great awakening to the next level for all of us, us as united sovereigns of earth. So may the zeal for enlightenment perform it, IT, internet technology, internet technology, at the heart of the Aquarian quantum age. So that's kind of my preface to a deep dive blast from the past, which is the backstory for the future that, you know, here on the cusp of Aquarius, the beginning of Aquarius, to the extent that we understand, comprehend the past and timeline from past into the future. You know, wisdom from the past is the wind in our sails in the infinite eternal here and now to basically guide us into the future, you know, golden age, which is the potential of Aquarius. So I go into his backstory, blast from the past. Now, 52 years ago, I attended Rosicrucian University, you know, the Rosicrucian Order, in a vision quest to know the mysteries of God. Now, I've got a picture now of this Rosicrucian temple, San Jose, California, where I attended Rosicrucian University. And under the picture, I have a photo journal here, which is my story, you know, my vision quest, how I hitchhiked out to the mystery school, and my story, which is perhaps finishes up with one of the most incredible examples of synchronicity, which is a Carl Jung term, that you've ever heard of, the concept of synchronicity. What that, I mean, you know, like way beyond coincidence. It's just, I mean, it's like, if you want an example of the invisible hand of God that is just way above my pay grade, you'll love this story, the photojournalistic story I have linked under this picture. So I have a quote here on, you know, the secrets of the Rosicrucians. It's a video that was just published May 21st of this year from Agrippa's diary. And it's about the Rosicrucian order, you know, the secrets of the Rosicrucians. And so there's at 9 minutes, 14 seconds of this video, you get a quote that explains that the Rosicrucian manifesto portrays a utopian vision of spiritual enlightenment and societal reformation. That's kind of a keynote. And then I have an explanation, the subheading underneath this video that explains how this secret society of the Rosicrucian Order connects all religions. So what Rosicrucianism is all about, which is an intricate spiritual and cultural movement, you know, tracing its roots back to the early 17th century Europe, and has evolved to manifest itself in various forms in contemporary times. The movement draws its distinct character from an eclectic blend of esoteric wisdom spanning elements of mysticism, alchemy, Christian Gnosticism, and an array of philosophical and spiritual teachings. The origins of the Rosicrucian order are steeped in mystery, traditionally linked to an enigmatic figure named Christian Rosenkreuz. And just as modern scholars have identified the secret author of the Shakespearean plays as Sir Francis Bacon, so is Christian Rosenkreuz, also known as a composite identity of the Wonder Man of Europe, Saint Germain. So Rosicrucian teachings pivot around concepts of spiritual enlightenment, you know, inner wisdom, with the goal of inspired application of the profound mysteries of co-creation. So the creation and co-creation, the creation of co-creators, the creative process, the learning process, the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance. This is the Rosicrucian wisdom teachings. So I had a note here in the content of this newsletter where I go into this and I explain that according to modern Rosicrucian records, and I was a Rosicrucian for years, 52 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were either Rosicrucians or Masons. You know, Franklin and Jefferson were Rosicrucians, and Washington was a master Mason, you know, the 33rd degree of Christhood. The Masonic order was later subverted by Illuminati infiltrators, and the Rosicrucian order went underground, you know, off the radar, until the 20th century. So it's a mystery school. It's been a mystery school. They come out, and they used... A lot of magazines will have these articles, you know, would you like to know about cosmic consciousness? You know, like these teaser, I've seen them over the years in different magazines, mostly New Age type magazines. Some popular science magazines, populist magazines, will sometimes have these kind of cartoonish advertisements in it. Have you had cosmic consciousness? You know, and of course, the understanding what cosmic consciousness is, that, you know, the links they provide goes into the understanding of the mysteries of God and the Rosicrucian order. It's kind of an introduction. So I have a photograph on the website at this point of a man standing in a beam of light in a dark forest. And he's the wording on the infographic is, someone asked me, what is your religion? And I said, all the paths that lead to the light, all the paths that lead to the light, up the highest mountain of awareness. So my awakening to the ancient mysteries of God, you know, it's kind of documented in the article or the link I provided above on the path of God and country. You know, my journey to the mystery school, my vision quest. Anyway, this led to a study of contemporary unveilings of the mysteries with the I Am Movement, Summit Lighthouse, and the Heart Center community. Now, New Revelations. I provide a link to the Heart Center community. You could actually just Google Heart Center community. I believe it'll come up. It's Heart Center. It's actually one word, heartcenter.org. And these are current revelations from a messenger, you might say, clairaudient messenger of the masters. They have more than, I think, 6,500 for the last 15 years, over the last 15 years, of messages from the ascended masters. More information than you could ever want, but a lot of brilliant stuff from the angelic kingdoms, the ascended master kingdom, the Elohimic kingdoms, you know, the different masters stepped down through a messenger, David Christopher Lewis. And the story about that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's the real deal. I've been studying, like I say, for the last 50 years, many contemporary unveilings. And you developed a little bit of discernment after a while of what's true and what isn't, with a repeating pattern, common sense of what this conscious evolution, revolution, revelations is all about. So anyway, I highly recommend a link to that to check it out, heartcenter.org. And for more on the ancient mysteries behind modern psychology and theology, watch the two recent 2023 videos on Carl Gustav Jung and Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes or Mercury. There's links there, again, on the website, you can click on those. Amazing videos. I think they're brilliant. They're some of the best videos I've seen on Jung and Hermes over the years. It's got a lot of keynote highlights there that provide some insight into the understanding of, again, the mysteries of God unveiled. You know, we're in the universe, and the universe is within us, and the universe of cosmic beings stepping through the veil, laying the foundation for Aquarian Age. It's a real thing, folks. You know, tune in, check it out. There's an infographic in the content that I'm reading from the narrative at this point, and it's a quote by Manly P. Hall, who is a great expositor of the mysteries of God, the ancient mysteries. And it's one of the best expositors. And those who are familiar, have studied the mysteries of God, I'm sure you've heard the name Manly P. Hall. And the quote is, quote, when the human race learns to read the language of symbolism, a great veil will fall from the eyes of men. So unveiling the mysteries of God begins with an understanding of symbolism, which I go into then. I explain how the archetypal symbols geometrized in the love model, you know, the love with the circle, triangle, square geometrized model, frame of reference, you know, geometrically ordered divinity, you know, God is love, what that looks like as far as a frame of reference provides a whole systems frame of reference for cultural DNA and the genesis of wholeness, healing in our spirit mind body connection. And that's a mouthful. I provide links on cultural DNA and genesis of holiness, wholeness, healing. That has a whole website to go into this understanding of how these archetypal symbols provide a frame of reference for basically the emerging blueprint for a golden age, cultural DNA as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications and the genesis of higher consciousness, the genesis of wholeness for healing, effective sensory perception in our, you know, body, mind, and spirit, you know, that is, and this, how this is defined by the integration of the 3D, you know, LOV, circle, triangle, square components to the 4D capstone plan. You know, like looking down on the pyramid, you got a square with a cross in the middle. The plan, you're looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization. And this capstone is like the fifth principle. You know, we're referencing the fifth dimension, you know, the gateway portal to the high state, higher consciousness, which represents, that's represented by this pure geometry ascension process, you know, when it is fulfilled holistically. These frames of reference are the first principles of cosmic law, defining and refining the ascension process. The law of the 1, 2 and 1, 3 and 1, 4 and 1, 5 and 1, fifth dimension, the understanding of dimensions, the understanding of the perceptual processes that define the learning process, the creative processes, the processes of consciousness at the very quintessential foundation of self-governance. This is the Rosicrucian principle. This is the Rosicrucian model. The movement is all based on this understanding of self-initiation and mastery for service, for greater service to others, like enlightened self-interest. You can't give what you don't have. You've got, you know, get, you know, the old expression, get your act together, you know, get yourself together so you can give wholeness, you know, have, you know, conceive and believe and achieve the wholeness that you can bring to your offering of service to others. So there are these first principles, these archetypal symbols that of the LOVE that I'm going to go into now. The L as in a linear consciousness, the L in the love model, you know, the let is the left brain letter of the law, compartmentalized logic. You've got the linear left brain letter of the law, letter, you know, logic, and you got the right brain nonlinear spherical conscience, the O in the love model, you know, the right brain spirit of the law. Of course, the letter of the law killeth the spirit of the law. A strength in excess is a weakness. Just as you get too much in the spirit of the law and you get too much in the right brain nonlinear intuitive knowing, too much right brain nonlinear, you know, consciousness, you know, in your brains fall out, so to speak. You know? Yeah, it's like your mind is so open that your brains fall out. No, it's like, you know, again, a strength in excess is a weakness. So a balance of the synergy and the trinity of the L and the O, the linear and the nonlinear, the alpha and the omega, the male alpha, the male and the female, the polarity, the two-in-one balance, the three-in-one, the throne, three-in-one throne of God love is this trinity. And the, you know, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, the synergy in the trinity, it's the V in the love model, the threefold LOV balancing, the hemispheric co-creation, again, left brain, right brain, corpus callosum, doing the brain switching, either in the lower brain, the reptilian brain, or the third eye, the higher brain, the third eye between the hemispheres, you know, that is the, where the brain switching is like in the three upper chakras rather than the three lower chakras. So there's a bioenergetic synergy in the Trinity, which is in the holodeck, the holographic field between your ears. Again, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. This is the cosmic cube. Three dimensions of the cosmic cube. The plan. The E, you know, the square cross plan, you know, in the love model, which is the integration of the LOV in the holodeck, the holographic field between your ears, the simulation for Web 3.0 hardware. This is, again, a link on that. It goes, those who are familiar with my work, writings, websites, shows, I talk about Web 3.0 hardware. I'm going to go into that a little bit here. Off script, you know, again, so that you can basically visualize in your mind's eye what I'm talking about. In your third eye, in this understanding of the 3D portal to the 4D real-time interaction that takes you into the fifth dimension, the capstone creative ascent process, wisdom of the crowd, the ritual of the cloud, which is the understanding of the cloud. I'm going to go into this in a minute, but you know, basically, I'm going into now in this cosmic cube is the integration of all these symbols in the plan. You know, looking the plan, looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, you get a 3D representation of the 4D interface, the real time mass to mass interaction. That's, and there's a link on that that goes into this concept of hardware, universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction. Again, for effective sensory perception in the crowd, the cloud of collective consciousness at any one time, during a video, how we can basically, you can have an interaction on a mass-to-mass scale without creating noise and actually creating this cosmic cube field, this holodeck understanding from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, three dimensions that create a dot in a cube. And a moment-to-moment basis, you can evaluate a video, for example. If it's above you or below you at any one time, you know, on that scale, 1 to 10 with the 10, the bounce circle holds point in the middle, and the 1 is a polarization, where if you're saying the program, you're watching a video and you're evaluating it with this evaluation criteria. If you're saying it's too bright and authoritative and sophisticated on one end of the scale, basically it's because you're saying one on the other end of the scale because you're, you know, more dark, dense, or whatever. You're just not getting it. It's, you know, there's a disconnect. Where if it's balanced, you're saying it's right on. It's not too bright, not over your head, not new, too dark, not too simplistic, childish, whatever. It's like a balance point. It's like right on. It's like the circle, the centered and connected circle in this cosmic cube in the middle, along those first three dimensions. Now, if you have three numbers in sequence, three zeros in sequence, it's like centered, centered, centered. It's on the brightness scale above and below you. The color spectrum, you know, like the white light on the brightness scale goes through the prism of human consciousness and refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. And you get a full spectrum there from the left brain, linear, logical, you know, like Dr. Spock in Star Trek, you know, and you, that's the archetype in Star Trek, Dr. Spock. Other end of the spectrum would be Scotty, fiery, emotional. As you become more emotional, you become less reasonable. Scotty gets real emotional. That's the red end of the spectrum. Balanced angstrom units in the middle of the spectrum is green and yellow. That's where Captain Kirk is. You know, like it's like green and yellow are in the chlorophyll rays, where you, most light is assimilated for chlorophyll. It's the healing rays. It's the illumination ray, or the wisdom ray in the middle, or balanced and angstrom units right in the middle of the color spectrum. So again, if it's balanced like that, you would say it's like a zero, whereas ones would be on the end. If you're saying it's too emotional, it's because you're more intellectual. Or if you're saying it's too intellectual, too, you know, left brain, it's because you're more right brain, holism oriented rather than compartmentalized. So the balance point again, in that dimension would be like a zero again. So the third dimension is like depth of field. Now, in photography, depth of field is referencing the distance in front or behind an object that's in focus, the depth of field of focus. So we're talking about a process whereby pure intention, you know, focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. So the focused attention in this third dimension of depth of field, if you're saying it's too deep, if it's too deep or if it's too shallow, you know, it's like foresight and hindsight. If it, you know, if it gives you a lot of foresight balanced with hindsight, where it's got that depth of field, where details in the past and the future are in clear focus, then that would, if they're balanced, that would be like, again, the spherical consciousness. They are one, law of the one, in the center, centered and connected with these three numbers in sequence. If you're watching a video and you're evaluating these three dimensions with three numbers in sequence, if you wanted to input at any one point at this, that the video is really speaking to you, it's centered and connected, and it's an important significator that you want to input your response, and you're saying it is right on all three dimensions, you would click, you know, on your alphanumeric keyboard or your touchtone telephone, on your telephone keypad on your phone, three numbers in sequence. This is with the hardware program application that is in development, and again, it's in vaporware right now. It's a conceptual frame of reference that I have trademarked, you know, on my websites going back 20 years and actually introduced 50 years ago, 49 years ago to be exact, to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. Some of you are familiar with those stories. I basically digress, but I wanted to reference that. But I've been working on this for a long time and had 10 papers I gave to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill back in 1974 regarding a visionary conference for the bicentennial era and how these 10 agencies of federal government were going to celebrate revolution between 1776, when we're talking about 1976, the bicentennial, and 13 years later with the ratification of the Constitution, the bicentennial era from Declaration of Independence to ratification of the Constitution. I had 10 papers I gave to the United States Information Agency, United States Communications Agency, the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Administration, these other agencies of the federal government. None of them would look me in the eye after a three-day future summit with Barbara Marx Hubbard and the Committee for the Future and the World Future Society. None of them would look me in the eye as I gave them the paper, after I gave the keynote address after 3 days of this future summit. Handed out the papers, went over and sat down, you know, on my business suit, my briefcase. And a guy came up to me who was a junior college vice president in New York City, and he told me that you're not going to hear from these agencies of the federal government. His eyes got big, you know, widening. It's like said, this would eliminate bureaucracy, and you're not going to hear from the. Well, I did hear from him. I was tapping on my phone back in Ohio the next 2-3 weeks until I started answering the phone. Ace Janitorial Services, this is the Ace speaking. Had a little fun with it. Anyway, I don't know if they got the joke, but the phone calls ended after that. That was J. Edgar Hoover days. And anything that challenged the bureaucracy, you know, as in eliminating bureaucracy, went on the radar of J. Edgar and guy. And I'm sure I've been on the radar since then, but I'm pretty much harmless. I'm the host of Cosmic Love, with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the golden age. And who even cares, you know? I mean, some do, but I mean, I'm small potatoes. I'm no great threat to the sinister plans of the fallen ones, whatever. But I'm just raising the standard, raising the flag. Who will salute? You know, who is really into this understanding of the ancient thread, the golden thread that runs through all ancient and modern maps of consciousness? You know, religious ritual structures, governmental constitutional frameworks. You know, the alchemical transformation principles for, you know, and again, the geometrically ordered divinity and astrology, psychology, and Jungian principles of individuation and self-mastery for self-elevation as salvation. So this is a lot. Some people are really, this is their cup of tea. This is, and they're waking up. The veil is thinning. A lot of people are waking up to this, you know, their soul calling. And sometimes it's the astrology triggering, because we all have different transits going on, and astrology can trigger people in ways that they wake up. There is a lot of people waking up, because the big lie has been so big and so bold and so often told in the lamestream media that people are just they're waking up. And some people are waking up to contempt, you know, for government and you know, all the horrible stuff's going on, and other people are waking up to self-elevation as salvation. You know, the personal growth and self-improvement concept of self-elevation, you know, evolutionary ascent, conscious evolution, revolution, revelation. That's that. A lot of people are waking up to that. So this is referencing the capstone, the creative ascent process. I refer to this as wisdom of the crowd. Now, wisdom of the it's also referred to wisdom of the cloud or ritual of the cloud, and I was referring to that with the cosmic cube and the cloud of dots, three numbers in sequence in that cosmic cube in the holodeck. As you're evaluating a video, creates a dot in the cube, and you can get 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people responding to a video at any one time, and you can see how the collective consciousness of the crowd is represented in a cloud of dots. And you take the context and meaning of a video at any one point where people are evaluating it and where there's a lot of evaluation, you can see how the collective consciousness of the crowd, the cloud of dots, how it all comes together for the context and meaning of the video at that time. And then people can create a new video referencing the collective conscience and how it is being polarized, balanced, centered, connected, or otherwise adjudicated in the cloud, wisdom of the crowd, which is, you might say, a higher representation of freedom of assembly, how we all come together on an instant, everywhere, interactive, foundational basis. Wisdom of the crowd. Now, there was a TV series called Wisdom of the Crowd that was really popular, and they canceled it, I think, after one or two seasons, because, and this is back at the time the Me Too thing was going on, and Kevin Spacey was like one of the key stars in this Wisdom of the Crowd series. I don't know if you can see those anywhere, but they were really good. But Kevin Spacey, you know, he was diddling boys or something. I mean, they really censored him. I mean, he was blacklisted or condemned. Maybe it was because the Wisdom of the Crowd series was revealing too much of how artificial intelligence could be used to create higher consciousness with interactive capabilities of individuals and with data mining, whereby, you know, it's a gold mine. If you mined it, you know, gold mine in terms of wisdom, if you mined it, different data mining, how it could be used for enlightenment. I don't know. Maybe I'd like to think that was actually the real reason. Well, not that it's a good reason, that it was waking too many people up to the capabilities of technology for this cosmic cube model of updating a representative government of, by, and for, you know, all people, all netizens of Earth, on a, you know, what that would look like as far as real time interactive, you know, the family of mankind in a global village of instant, everywhere, interactive telecommunication capabilities for telecommerce, telecare, teleconscience, telecommunity, you know, unity and diversity, how general enlightenment, the great awakening, how we could transition to the great enlightenment worldwide, wisdom of the crowd, ritual of the cloud. Right, you all, ritual. So that's saying a lot, you know, the mainstream media, medical marketing and management megatrend momentum will sooner or later morph the matrix with upgrade of our five core internet freedoms, speech, assembly, petition, government, religion, etc. So now I go into at this point of video, I'm not going to have a time to go into it too much, but this video is Changes on the Horizon, Dawn of the Golden Age. This is a brilliant video. It's the epic story of how the world lost its soul and will gain it back. Directed and narrated by James Rink in three parts. Part one is The Dawn of the Golden Age, discusses how Saint Germain helped bring about the beginnings of an enlightened era, which soon fell into darkness under the helms of the Illuminati and a corrupt Masonic order. Today, Saint Germain is the avatar of the dawning age of Aquarius, and there are many people like myself, like the Heart Center, and like many other organizations that are pioneering the new frontier of Aquarius, of inner space, the internet, the gateway from cyberspace to inner space, the golden age, the last frontier of inner space. So, and anyway, the video goes into a part two and a part three, and what's gone on to America, where it has been taken over, you might say, by the banksters and the corporations around them, how they've corrupted the currency of conscience, monetizing war and disease for profit and population control. And some interesting history there and an interesting way of presenting it. So I hope you have a chance of watching this video and the third part on the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, which represents the alliance of the white hats who are working behind the scenes to adjudicate the gross injustice and upgrade the social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks. So I'm going to finish on a positive note. You know, again, this emerging golden age of Aquarius, what it will look like with transmuting the dense unconscious and heartless duh woke BS belief systems and transcending fear, uncertainty, and doubt, you know, Piscean FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and clearing the suffering sinner saint syndrome that is stuck in negativity, suffering succotash, stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negative sin, stuck in negativity, and healing the paradigm paralysis by way of paradigm shift with an attitude of gratitude. And I finish up with a really nice infographic that explains it is not joy that makes us grateful. It is gratitude that makes us joyful. So keep the faith, be grateful, feel the joy. I want to thank everyone for listening today. Keep in mind, nature's ultimate superfood, a supplement for strengthening the immune system with more energy and mental clarity. I'm referring to Swedish pollen extract. Provide links on just about all my website. That's what sponsors my show, folks. So support your own health as you support this radio show and my writings. And check out the information on the links I provide on Swedish pollen extract, ultra food, nature's most perfect whole food supplement for providing rocket fuel for the mitochondria of the cell and for genetic material, for genetic repair. Richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for building health, preventing disease. So today, hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep dancing, folks. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.